I'll tell you, I think I found a good supply of testosterone. Have I told you that?
No.
Yeah.
No. Is that the Walmart thing?
No, it's a different one.
What are you going to do?
Dustin's Lynch is in here.
Hi,
you,
Dustin
do
Lynch.
Do you take testosterone? Hey,
no, I don't need it, man.
Like in the, I don't need hey, it. To, he says,
"Good to have you."
I'm
here,
in
Dustin.
My 20s, man. I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dustin Lynch. There he goes out the studio. Thank you, Dustin. Thanks for coming in today.
No, Big D's like, you know, all about getting in the gym, and he's wanting to pack on some muscle. So he's like, "Man, I want to take some testosterone so I can recover faster."
Time out. Time out, Cowboys. Okay, first off, I don't.
No, you said you want to add.
I know, but I want you to hear it from me, Dustin. Because I heard what you said.
What did I say?
No, him.
I don't need it.
I got that. I know what you meant. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I don't need it.
You just want it.
Thank you.
Where do you want it? I mean, where do you want the testosterone to go?
Where do you want?
You know what I mean? What is the targeted body part here?
I can tell you right now, I can't hate two guys more than I do right now. If I needed this, I would just go home. But I want to get this kind of treat.
We'll see you tomorrow.
No, I want to. I'm lifting a lot. I'm getting bulkier, and I want to get like you. You're skinny though.
You're svelte.
I don't want to say you're skinny. You know what I mean. You're thin. Yeah. You don't have a lot of body fat.
So whenever you get in the gym, it shows really quick.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
I have a layer. It's like wearing a sweater all the time. And so when you get muscles under your sweater. All of a sudden, you just look like a fat guy in a sweater.
Yeah, I hear you. Less weight, more reps.
I can't do it.
Less weight, more
reps. I can't do it.
I
can't because then I'm standing.
You'll probably get bored. But.
Then I'm standing next to you in the mirror doing curls, and you've got 45s in each hand, and I'm doing 20s, and I can't mentally do that.
I don't know what to tell you then.
You don't take anything.
More sauna.
You got to hook up at sauna.
More sauna.
Gross.
More executive workouts.
Do you do the sauna?
In the wintertime, yeah. Just to warm up.
Like, do you go in there all naked?
I could do that, hanging out with some other dudes in there, rolling towels.
As far as just sitting in there and, like,
are you naked when you go in there?
No. God, no.
You wear gym shorts?
I don't want to wind up on TMZ or something.
Are you worried about that kind of stuff, getting weird people taking pictures?
I'm starting to get there, yeah. You know, I used to shower in gyms and whatnot on the road, but now I've got to shower on the bus just because I don't want some random cell phone photo to pop up anywhere and ruin my career.
Wow. Really? How would you taking a shower ruin your?
Well, because if somebody
is it that bad?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Do you really need it?
Where do you want your testosterone? All right. Hey, where it's at?
Can you imagine a picture comes out and the next day no one's at my shows? What would a nude picture of a country singer do for his career? Well, I mean, what do y'all think? Would it help? Would it be like a? Would it be a Kim Kardashian factor?
I remember when there was this guy who was kind of on the outside looking in, and he did a Playgirl thing. Remember that?
Who?
Keith Urban.
He did that one shoot. Now, it wasn't nude.
Yeah.
He had a very strategic guitar in the way, but he did that, and next thing you know, he's huge.
So you think it helped?
I think
it did help because people talked about him. Women went and checked him out, and they were like, oh, he's hot and whatever. Next thing you know, they're buying his albums, and he's big.
Does it help Colt Ford? No.
No, yeah.
I love Colt. I'm just saying. Does it help you? Absolutely.
Yeah. Dustin Lynch in studio, just in case you step into this late. Well, no, I was going to bring this up because you know it. Every time you come into the studio, I usually will post that picture of you on the beach with the surfboard and the abs because ladies go crazy for it.
Photoshop's a beautiful thing.
That isn't Photoshop,
no, it's not.
Dude. No, it's not. And it's not fair. It's just not fair.
But that was years ago.
Was it really?
No. I mean, maybe a couple. Not that long.
Listen,
ago. I'm not too far off now.
We're gonna help you. We're gonna tell you what they will maybe not tell you with your record shenanigan people.
Okay.
You're an attractive guy who can sing. You're a nice person. Use it.
It's like a baseball player who's got five tools. If you don't get out there and use them all, you're only a three-tool guy. You've got everything, man. You got the voice.
Use your tool.
You got the looks. Use it all.
I'll use them. I keep it covered up, but I don't feel like I use them.
I think that's the problem. You're keeping it covered up. I think you ought to go a little more.
I think we can make a lot. We can make a lot of ladies happy right now.
Here, take your shirt off right now.
No,
we're gonna have to get a lot of ladies in here for that not to get weird.
But what I'm saying is,
even this out.
Well, I know, like on the album cover for Where It's At, you've got it like buttoned down a little bit, but you're still not showing enough. I think if you were buttoned down a little bit and you had like a little muscle shirt on and you'd just done like 50 pull-ups or push-ups or whatever, and you had your flex on and you were wet, you had the sweat glistening.
Yeah,
they would love that.
I'll have to try again next time.
Next album. That's
next album. We'll try it.
Do what you want to do. I mean, it's your career, but if I were
do what you,
you
want, it's your deal.
If I were you, I wouldn't go anywhere with a shirt on. I would walk around. There would be pictures of me at Starbucks ordering my Frappuccino and shirtless, and then just watch social media. Oh my God! Look.
Two words: naked cowboy.
We're not asking you to go in the underwear. We're just saying to just go shirtless more often.
But when? Like, I mean, at the pool, yeah.
Okay, Tim McGraw, when he first started getting all CrossFit-y and stuff like that, what did he start doing? He started going outside before his shows, and he's flipping tires and stuff with his shirt off, and people are taking paparazzi pictures. And he was doing that on purpose. He was totally
He came on my bus without a shirt on.
And, you know,
I thought it was some crazy country fan. Because
really?
He was wearing a do-rag, and I'm putting my boots on, I look up, and I'm like, who let this clown on the bus? And then I look again, and it's Tim McGraw going, hey, man, just want to say hi.
You should have gone outside and worked out with him.
I told him, I said, you just made me feel so bad about myself.
No,
I feel like a complete chunk. Dude is He-Man right now.
Can I be in control of one of your shows right now?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Okay, Dustin, make the set list.
Third song in, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Third song in, here's what's going to happen. We put the shirt on. Okay, the shirt. Oh, what? But D, the shirt has kind of an already, it's already ripped. It's got like, but it's barely held on by this very loose thread you can't see from a distance.
That's
I know.
Money shirt.
Here's what's going to happen, Dustin. About halfway through your third song, you're going to get a fan jump on stage, and she's going to be overzealous, and then she's going to pull your shirt, and it's going to rip, and your shirt's going to come off.
Oh, tear away outfits.
Tear away shirt, Dustin. And
third
then
song in?
Third song.
Okay.
And then you're
that
like,
seems a little early to me.
You're like, oh, no, because it happens twice.
Oh, okay.
now put these pants on. But, D, these pants are barely together. And then the next day you watch social media and it's everywhere. Every radio station will be talking about it. You catapult. Catapult.
This is what we do for a living,
dude. Are you in?
Raise also with awareness for the new album. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
I like it.
Oh, all right. We're coming right back. Castor was caught with his shirt off. He also has a new album out.
And yeah, exactly.
It was strange. The whole one side of his blue jeans tore away. What?
By the way.
And for the record, we are all clothed.
We are all clothed today.
Okay, what?
No, I was just going to say, I love Where It's At. I was just going to be radio-y and tell you I like your song.
Well, thank you. I do, too.
I like all the production on it. I like the fact that it sounds cool, you know, with all the stuff going on in the background, the left and right speakery things.
Yeah, a lot of tricks.
Who did it?
Myself and Mickey Jack Combs.
It's a cool name. Mickey Jack.
Right?
Mickey Jack
Mickey
Combs.
Mickey Jack Combs. What kind of name is that?
That's country, dude.
That's what that is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So do you have... Do you have any like artists that you dig that like you it's like your secrets?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like not mainstream. Don't throw out, you know, Lady Antebellum. Somebody like we've never even heard of.
Ooh, that might be tougher. Mute Math, have you heard of them?
Mute Math.
Mute Math.
Pull that up.
I think they're from New Orleans. Very very synth oriented.
Pick a song. Typical live reset chaos control notice your mind blood pressure odd soul
do enemy or shoot is it enemies or?
I'll do enemies I'll find enemies hang on.
DC it's definitely live all right
so it's kind of electronic
yeah super super synthy vibey
oh it's not country
no
oh that's
oh,
even
wow.
cooler
okay
I like hearing like other influences like that because it
this
really
is- You can hear some of this stuff on the new album, just kind of spacey, synthy stuff. This is where it comes from.
Really?
But I've not seen these guys live, but I hear that it's an incredible show. I kind of stumbled upon them and... Different stuff.
Wow. When do you listen to this? Like, when you're at the house or whenever you're running, when you're
this,
doing
yeah, this particular band, it's good for the gym, but I love it. Getting ready for shows, you know, just leaning up about a half hour before the show. It's just a lot of their stuff's laid back and kind of vibey out and just keeps me calm, and songs like this get me pumped.
I can't see you listening to this.
I can't either. I'm just,
because
you
got the cowboy
anything,
hat
like,
on, and you know, it's.
See, I do like it though.
Yeah,
it's pretty chill, huh?
This is date night music.
Yeah,
this sounds like the '80s.
Hey, baby.
Doesn't it sound like that stuff like from the '80s, like the Tears for Fears and all that kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be on tour with them, or they're going to be on tour with you.
Opening.
I don't
up.
Know how that will mash up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mute Math. People are like, did he say Mute Math?
Yeah. Wait, did he? Hold on.
Who are these guys with the funky hair and the piercings? No.
Every other country artist.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we're excited. When's the album is coming out?
September 9th.
Yeah, not too far away. We'd love to get you back in for that.
Bring it. I'm ready.
Bring it. You can find
day Justin. Day of the album? Can we do it?
Commit now. Yeah.
All right.
Done.
Dustin Lynch, everyone. Find out more about him on the Google.
And you can go and download where it's at right now and support him on the internet.